And we're back on Show Me Today. Joining us now is the athletic director for the University of Missouri, Jim Sterk. Jim, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, Bill, thanks for having me on. It's great to be on this network and appreciate all you do.
The landscape of college athletics is certainly changing. That's an understatement. The Supreme Court ruled that the NCAA can't place limits on the amount of educational benefits for student athletes. I know you've released a statement on that. Just as I look at the bigger picture going down the road, does this affect, or could it affect, smaller non-revenue sports if those benefits for student athletes really has no limit?
Well, you're getting right to the core of the of the issue right away.
No wasting time. We'll come out and heavy hit.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to forecast what's going to happen, I think God only knows, because there are so many moving parts to this. You have the states involved, you have Congress involved, you got the Supreme Court, you've got the NCAA, and then you have all our members across the nation. And so it's under review, that's for sure. But I think one thing I can say, there's a finite amount of resources. And we obviously, that became very apparent during the pandemic, where, we couldn't generate revenue from ticket sales. And you saw some numbers of programs, $80 million reduction in revenue, and ours was around 30 million of an impact because of the pandemic. And so I think it makes everything vulnerable. Is the best I can say.
Yeah. And the reason why I ask that, and I talked about, how it could affect student athletes in those other sports, is because a lot of people came out and said, well, this is good. This is great that the Supreme Court came out against the NCAA. And I was just bringing it up and saying, well, wait a minute. We don't know the long-term effects of how this affects everyone. It might help the top student athletes. But so, yeah, I know there's a lot of moving pieces, and you guys kind of have to flow with this. What's your reaction? I talked to a Power Five conference commissioner the other day, and I asked him this question. And I said, when you hear people say, this is great, sticking it, finally the student athletes, they've been taken advantage of for so many years. When you hear that, what emotions do you feel? Do you think that's fair at all, that they're being exploited, taken advantage of?
I think they're, it's all in the eyes of the beholder, I guess. But it's one thing I do know, there's 550 student athletes that receive an education, that are participating in sports in our programs, and there's thousands across the country. And a lot of those student athletes wouldn't have the opportunity to go to college without sports. There may be a few that are, that may be able to generate more than what we're providing in scholarship, room and board, cost of attendance. That's another $5,800. If they truly are Pell Grant eligible, they have another almost $6,000, all their food and during the time and training and all of that is part of the package. If it was so bad, there wouldn't be kids clamoring from out of the United States or across the country to come to our programs and participate. And so you don't want the whole thing or a lot of it to be impacted negatively by this. But I do believe in there's opportunity for student athletes to, make some additional resources out of name, image, and likeness if it's done in a true way. But unfortunately, there's a lot of holes to it and issues that'll complicate it. Hopefully it can sort out. And going back to your first question, I'm just really hopeful that it doesn't impact, but I don't see how it can't without impact other sports without because of the finite number of resources we have.
We're talking with Mizzou Athletic Director Jim Sterk, throwing a lot of heavy questions right out of the gate here on him. He's doing a great job. People talk about, look at the revenues that schools bring in. There's a difference between revenues and profits. And maybe you can talk about, because I've heard this before, where the athletic department will funnel stuff back to the university. So give our listeners an idea of how that works and how athletics supports the university.
Sure. If you look at us, you know, we're kind of a cash cow for the institution, but we're attracting student athletes to come. We have 550 student athletes. Not all of them are on even full scholarships, but they're on partials and they're participating in our sports. But as a part of what we do, we're sending back to the institution over $12 million in tuition, room and board. We're also paying an overhead fee of about $4 million, just kind of a tax, if you will. We're paying for all our utilities and then as far as a benefit to the institution, so that's around $22 million that we send back to the institution on an annual basis. And that's gone up $6 million in just my 5 years here. So it's a significant amount of money that's going back, and we get in return about $1 million of out of state or international waivers, if you will. We pay the in state portion, so there no student athlete is coming here for free on the institution's dime. We're paying for all of those, and those are that's going to support the institution. And then the other side of it as well is the institution gets on a Saturday 3 or 4 hours of marketing, if you will, across the country and attracting across Missouri and across the nation on SEC Network, ESPN, CBS, all of those. So it's something that we bring a lot to the table, and but we're paying our fair share and want to be a great steward of the institution and support the institutional missions as well. So it's a win-win, if you will, especially at this level.
Jim Sterk, Mizzou Athletic Director, here on Show Me Today.